Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures rallied today to finish higher here in all the categories. We had corn up 3 to 4 cents, December corn up 4 even at 367 and a quarters where it settled. Right on the high was 67 and a half, and roughly 7 1/4 cents off the low of 360. So a good strong rally today. The past week or so, it's closed higher every day. We're still below the moving average, which is another 11 cents higher at 378. But there is some strength being shown in the December corn futures. January beans, a little bit different action, but they did close higher. Early this morning, they were down 12 and 13 cents, and they ended up finishing the day on the strong side here. January was up 6 3/4 at 864 1/4, and the low today was about 844. So really, 20 cents rally here in the January soybeans. So that some people's book would be a key reversal after making new lows early this morning. Wheat futures also quite strong here. We closed up in the Kansas City wheat up about 7 1/2 cents in December, 15 cents off the low overnight. That put them at 464 1/2. And then Chicago December at 495, up 6 1/2, also about 11 cents off the low. So a good strong day in all the categories here for the grains.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Grain futures were bought across the board by hedge funds today. Hedge funds have been short, and they will be short even after today. They're short significantly. They're short 210 million bushels of wheat futures, short 430 million bushels of corn, and short 275 million bushels of wheat. These rallies make you think that maybe there's some short covering going on. This morning there was an announcement of 251,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Other than that, really wasn't a whole lot of news. There was some talk about some South American political pictures maybe changing with some new elections in Argentina. Maybe that would flood the market with some corn and beans. And of course, politics is really hard to predict it by itself, much less its impact on grain futures. So that might have something to do with it. Cattle futures today reversed, opened lower but finished higher here. We had the on-feed report Friday. On-feed was 102%, just slightly lower than the guess, with the number of head was 10.794 million head. Placed was right in line with that expectations at 96%, and marketed 97%, slightly over the guess of 96.2. That report was considered neutral. Midday box beef here, basically unchanged, up 18 cents in choice, down 23 cents in select.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, December live cattle up 247 at 132.17, February up 217 at 134.20, January feeder cattle up 175 at 165.40, March up 145 at 163.47, December lean hogs unchanged, 57.45, February down 50 at 58.27. December Kansas City wheat 7 1/2 higher at 464 1/2, March up 7 1/2 at 478, December Chicago wheat 6 1/2 higher at 495, December corn 4 higher at 367 1/4, March up 3 1/4 at 373. January soybeans 6 3/4 higher at 864 1/4, March up 5 3/4 at 866 1/4. December cotton up 12 at 6016, March down 123 at 6160. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.